This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos, in for Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Today is supposed to be the final day of Congress. That means it would be the final day in power for Republicans after 12 years in control.
Right now, lobbying firms are adjusting to the change to Democratic control. They're hiring all the influential Democrats they can find, and we'll have more in a moment.
First, Republicans have to finish their work, and NPR's Julie Rovner reports that things are not going quite as planned.
You can think of the waning days of a Congress as a giant poker game with 535 players, and just about any one of them can stop the entire game at just about any point simply by standing up and saying, "I object." The 109th Congress really only had to do two things in order to escape Washington this week. First, pass a stopgap spending bill to keep the government running, since 9 of the 11 regular appropriations bill for the fiscal year that began October 1st are unfinished. The second was supposed to be a bill to extend some popular tax breaks that have expired, like ones for research and development, and to cancel a scheduled cut in payments for doctors in the Medicare program. But as Republicans negotiated behind closed doors, the bill grew and morphed, and by yesterday morning, it was far from clear what was in it, said incoming Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
They have an opportunity now to at least go out the door, leaving the House in some level of order. But here we are, the morning of the day we're supposed to adjourn, or within 24 hours, and we have absolutely no idea what they are up to.
Meanwhile, while House members waited for either the spending or tax bills to reach the floor, which neither ultimately did, lawmakers busied themselves passing bills to renew the Office of National Drug Control Policy and establishing Irish American Heritage Month, among other things. Members also took time to salute those who were leaving at the end of the Congress, including such stalwarts as Henry Hyde, who's retiring after three decades in the chamber. Among those who rose to praise Hyde was California Republican Dan Lundgren.
I count my father as one of my heroes. I count Abraham Lincoln as one of my heroes. I count Ronald Reagan as one of my heroes. And I count Henry Hyde as one of my heroes.
In the Senate, meanwhile, departing members were bidding themselves farewell, most notably their leader for the past 4 years, Tennessee Republican Bill Frist. During his mid-afternoon speech, Frist recounted some of the other notable names who'd occupied his desk.
And it confronted me, as it hits me with such force today, that our time here indeed is temporary, and that we are here to occupy these seats at these desks just for a period of time. And we can never forget that we don't own these seats. We don't own our presence in this United States Senate.
The Senate also managed to conduct some actual business while waiting for negotiators to finish their work. They approved the nomination of Andrew von Eschenbach to head the Food and Drug Administration. Von Eschenbach's nomination has been held up for more than a year. First, Democrats blocked him over his refusal to approve over-the-counter sales of the so-called morning-after birth control pill. More recently, he incurred the wrath of Republican Senate Finance Committee Chairman Charles Grassley, who said von Eschenbach thwarted his staff's investigation into the FDA's handling of the approval of a controversial antibiotic.
The FDA needs a permanent commissioner to tackle these problems. Unfortunately, I feel that the nominee is not the person for the job.
Grassley, however, who'd blocked the nomination for weeks, was outvoted, and von Eschenbach was approved 80-11. Because while sometimes at the end of the session it only takes one lawmaker to hold things up, sometimes a plain old majority just gets its way. And usually the desire to go home trumps the desire to stay and fight, something everyone's counting on in the hours to come. Julie Rovner, NPR News, The Capitol.